Hi everyone, this is Virginia Parsons, your Hangout Mentor, helping entrepreneurs reach new heights of visibility, social influence, and success using Google Hangouts on Air. And today's topic is around 5 coaching strategies to make money with Hangouts on Air. And I'd like to talk for a moment about past coaching. Since I am a coach, I've been coaching for over 25 years, and I love coaching, but there are certain challenges with coaching from the past. And part of it is face-to-face coaching is wonderful. I'm able to watch my clients, and by that I mean observe, you know, anything that they might be feeling, I can see in their body language. And that's one of the things that's a great advantage when you're coaching someone, is to be able to be face-to-face with them and not only listening to what the client says, but also observing how the client's responding. But some of the challenges with face-to-face coaching are that the client has to drive quite a distance. Sometimes I have clients driving as far as 3 hours to meet with me and then 3 hours home plus the time in the session. So that's very inconvenient for a client. And it also, for me as a coach, limits my ability to reach more people since I'm limited to my geographical area. Now, what I started to do to work with more people at a greater distance was to use the telephone. But once you're on the telephone, you have the challenge of not being able to see and observe the person you're working with. So I tried some Skype for a while, but that was very unsatisfying and very unreliable. And it wasn't until I discovered Hangouts on Air that I realized I had really expanded my horizon as a coach, because now I'm able to work with people face-to-face environment like I had in my office. The other advantage to going with Hangouts on Air, I no longer needed to have an actual physical office where people needed to come to see me. So I was able to move my office into my home and start doing coaching with Hangouts on Air. So the first strategy I'm going to share with you is one that's very typical for coaches, and that is private coaching. And the first thing you're able to do now is expand your audience to the globe. You now have become a global coach rather than a local area coach. Now, how you go about doing this is you establish the time with your client that you're going to meet. Then what I do is set up what I call an unlisted hangout. And what that means is when it comes to inviting the audience, I take all the public off and make it an unlisted, and the only person I actually invite as the audience is myself. Then when I go to start the Hangout on Air, that's when I invite my client in as a guest. The client then comes inside the Hangout with me, and we have a great interaction and exchange in a face-to-face environment, just as though we were sitting next to each other in the office. One of the things I emphasize to the client is that you can just relax and really focus on the session. Don't worry about taking notes, because this session is being fully recorded, and as soon as we're done, it will be available for you on YouTube. Now, when it's completed, I go onto YouTube and I make that recording private. Once it's private, I provide the link only to my client. Now, payments are quite easy. Payments can be taken via PayPal or an e-commerce on your link on your site, or you can take an e-check or even use Google Wallet. Now let's talk about another strategy for coaching and making money with Hangouts, and that is group coaching. Now you're able to expand once again globally, and the only difference is in a Hangout on Air you can have up to 9 participants in the coaching session with you. You would be the 10th as the coach. So this becomes an elite coaching session. Now, again, you can go global with this, and you create, again, an unlisted event. And then you invite as your guests only those people who have paid to be part of this coaching group. So this might be a mastermind that you're doing and charging for, either one session or multiple sessions. Again, it's all recorded. But one of the things you have to pay attention with group coaching is managing all those guests at once. So what I do is advise them that they need to mute their audio when they're not speaking. So it's very important to let people know and show people how to mute themselves and then how to unmute themselves when they want to contribute to the conversation or ask a question. Again, the recording is available just to them. I make it a private recording once the Hangout is complete, and I just give the address to the people who have paid me for that group session. Strategy 3 just expands on this Hangout coaching, and that is mega coaching. Now, with mega coaching, I want you to think really big. This means not only can you reach the world, but you can reach literally unlimited numbers of people to join in the mega coaching. Now, as a result, not everyone can get inside the Hangout as a guest, but you can have, again, up to 9 inside as a guest. Now, I want you to think about a guest possibly being a whole group of people like you see here in the picture. And so when you're looking at thinking about mega coaching, one of the guests could be a whole room full of people as a group guest. The other thing is that you can have people actually register for the event and prepay for the event who are not necessarily going to be guests on the Hangout, but they're going to watch the coaching event. They're going to be able to provide Q&A questions and answers through the comment section of the event. It can be posted on your website. The event can be posted, of course, on Google+, and it could also be available for people on YouTube. All of these are ways for people to take part in the event and to get their questions answered and to watch the coaching session. And then all they really have to do is click on a link that takes them to pay for the event prior to being able to watch it. So this can become a public event because you can actually open it up to the world if you want to, or you can make it a mega event and have it be unlisted. Another thing to think of with a mega event is that once it's recorded, you may well want to repurpose this material. You might want to break it down into smaller segments. You might want to break it down into a group of articles or a group of podcasts. Let's talk about a fourth way. A fourth way is something called open office hours. This is another great way to make money with coaching Hangouts. Now, open office hours are something you can provide to a group of people who might already have paid you to participate in a coaching program or a membership program with you. And then you allow them to also get in touch with you for questions and answers through an open office hour. You determine when those hours are and how often you're going to offer them. You determine whether you're additionally charging for those open office hours or you give those as a bonus. Either way, it's a wonderful opportunity for people to join you and get their questions answered in a timely manner. Now, also as a coach, you can open this up to the public and you can have open office hours for anyone who would just like to jump on and get some coaching from you. In which case, of course, you would have a payment button that they would have to click on to pay to get into the open office hours. Again, open office hours, depending on what the topics are that come up, and would be recorded but can be repurposed. Now, the fifth strategy I'd like to share with you that you can use for coaching and making money with Hangouts is something called helpouts. And it's really using the technology of Hangouts as a helpout provider. Now, what you do is you go to Google and you search to become a helpout provider. You put the application in, and once you're approved, you set your programs up. As a coach, you can set up any number of programs around the topic you've been approved in. And again, this becomes global because the whole world is going to be able to see that you are offering a help out in your particular niche. And then once a person decides to take advantage of a help out with you, they then register, they make their payments through Google Wallet, that is all controlled through Google since this is a Google service. And you can charge per session, or you can charge by the minute. Now, in this case, when you're working one-to-one with a client, they have the option of having that session recorded or not. So these are 5 great strategies that you can use for coaching to make money with Hangout. Private coaching, which is something I'm very familiar with and been doing for years. Group coaching, we're expanded up to 9 other participants who are guests in the Hangout. Mega coaching, which can reach out to the world. You can have unlimited participants. Open office hours. And finally, helpouts. I hope you found this information helpful to you. And if you're a coach, get out there and try some of them. And notice how you, too, can make money with coaching Hangouts. And if you'd like more information on expanding and growing your business using Hangouts and Air, I want to invite you to go to www.hangoutmentor.com to get more information or to visit my free blog.